the equipment issue and lack of equipment is key. So one of the key demands that Sudan made for a UN force was that it be composed largely of African troops. And many African militaries do struggle to supply adequate equipment and logistical support. The assumption was, and the implicit offer was also, that the equipment would be provided by other UN member states. But it has not been forthcoming, which has led to the unnecessary deaths of both refugees, but also of peacekeepers who've been attacked and have not been able to be reinforced or resupplied, and as a result have been overrun and killed. So this is a massive problem, and it is those in the international community who normally contribute such equipment in terms of the UK, America, France, India, and others say that the reason is that there's overstretch on their commitments already, and it's difficult to find the resources to put in. That washes with some countries more than others. There are a huge amount of helicopters, for instance, in the European Union that could be used, and yet countries are very reticent about being able to offer them.